This is the premiere of Double M Media, powered by CLNS Media, brought to you by Massive Media, located at Brockton Arts. I'm here with Mike Molyneux, a.k.a. Mike Nice. We've done shows together since what, Mike? 2013?
12? Oh, it's been a long time.
This is
now.
My partner in crime. We've done Double M Sports. We've done Patriots Beat. Patriots Post Game.
Round Table. Shout out to Nick.
Shout out to our boy Nick. And now we're here at Double M. And we want to introduce to you guys someone very special.
All right, that's enough of Mike.
Go ahead. Showtime over here, Tiara.
Hype it up a little bit
Smith,
more.
Matthew, let's give a round of applause.
Welcome.
Get a round of applause, aka
something.
T Mac.
It's coming. It's in the making. All right. Don't worry. I'm gonna have a nice nickname for y'all
soon.
By next week.
Coming soon, and I am Marvin Izzon, aka Mies, and we have a lot going for us in this show, man. But let's start it off. T, what's on the playlist?
All right, guys. First off, thank you for joining us. Today's topics, we're going to, of course, congratulate our beloved Patriots. We're going to talk a little bit about that game and their legacy. Then we're going to head right into the Jussie Smollett hate crime. We're going to talk a little bit about a serious topic. I know a lot of you have a lot of questions about some things that have been bothering us with what's going on in our world, so we're definitely going to touch base on that. And then we're going to finish off with the 21 Savage being arrested by ICE and facing deportation. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in him and leaving the United States pretty soon. So first, guys, Patriots, what are our thoughts?
Hey.
Huge legacy, another ring.
Big win. Big win for the New England Patriots, number 6. Count them up. 6 of them bad boys for the Patriots. A game that many people probably thought was boring. I personally will never be bored by a Patriots
game. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. I don't care. Super Bowl with the Patriots.
I was pissed.
I mean,
I watched that game pissed.
You can't be pissed, but a win is a win.
A win is a win.
It wasn't 45-35 or whatever the case may be. It wasn't a shootout, but the New England Patriots walked out of that stadium with the trophy. That's all you can really ask for.
Now, Marv, why were you pissed? I was entertained. On the edge.
As a Patriots fan, that game was frustrating. Okay. That game had to have been frustrating. You see Tom Brady, especially in the first half, he played like poop.
Sure did.
Crap. He didn't. The Rams defense had a game plan. Wade Phillips' defense had a game plan for Tom Brady, and it was effective. And you saw him, throwing balls to the dirt when you tried to connect with James White. The only person he could connect with was Julian Edelman, who, was the MVP. We could talk about that later on. But the game was just very frustrating. The Patriots usually against the Chargers in Kansas City the past 2 playoff games, they were going out charging. First play, scored right away.
Yep.
And then they scored, 30-plus points in those
Definitely
fights.
Saw a different team.
Definitely a different team. And they were conservative. And I think that was the game plan. And the game plan was to be conservative, but it was a little bit too conservative. Yeah. And that's why I was frustrated with the game.
But can't you respect what the defense did? Their performance, in my opinion, out of all the Super Bowls that I've watched the Patriots in, easily the greatest defensive performance ever for the Patriots.
Greatest defensive performance ever, meaning ever in the Super Bowl?
Ever by the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Let me make sure
that's clear. Whoa. Ever by the Patriots in the Super Bowl. They faced a lot of great teams over the years, whether it's back in the early 2000s, fast forward to, the ones against the Seahawks, the Atlanta Falcons, which is probably one of the best offenses they probably faced, and then the Rams. We all know what the Rams brought to the table. They shut down that team. Obviously, Todd Gurley, Izzy, dealing with the injury. Who knows? Who knows if Todd Gurley is probably going to come out eventually. Jared Goff, a young up-and-coming quarterback. They shut everything they had playing down. This is one of the most top offenses in the NFL throughout this season and last season, ever since Sean McVay took over. And the Patriots put the clamps on that team. You got to respect that. You have to.
All right, so then moving on to their legacy. Now, we know Tom Brady said he does not plan on retiring anytime soon. How do you guys feel about that, and what do you think it has towards the Patriots' legacy going forward?
With Tom, There's nothing more he can do.
said that after the Seahawks victory.
Right. After the Seahawks, he had four. But, you know, just to really push that he's the GOAT, if he had five over Montana, that was it. Okay, you solidified it. And the way and fashion he did against Atlanta Falcons, that was it. Bang, 28-3 comeback. Tom Brady's the GOAT. He loses to Philly, but that never tarnished his legacy. You come out here, you go to the Super Bowl again, and you beat this Rams team. Now you have six. You put yourself in a class of your own in football. No one has six rings in the NFL. No player has six rings in the NFL but Tom Brady. He's in a class of his own. If he continues to play, as a fan, yes, you love it because he's still playing at a high level, you know?
Absolutely.
But is there anything else that he needs to prove? No, there's nothing he needs to prove. If he were to retire right now, it'd be one of the greatest ever. He left on a high horse like Peyton Manning, you know, but Peyton, the difference was he was clinging to their life.
He was clinging
to their life, and then he left with a championship because of his defense. Tom Brady, on the other hand, he's still playing at a high level, but if he were to go away right now at the age of 41, we can say this guy played into his 40s and played well, won six rings, and there'll be statues, books, and legends made out of him forever and ever.
Well, he doesn't plan on it. And then, Mike, let's get your opinion.
The most he can do right now is just continue to create separation. If you look at basketball, Wilt Chamberlain, 100 points in a game. I honestly don't feel anybody will touch that. Guys will come close. Kobe game, very close with that 81. You know, but I don't think anybody...
Some may say Kobe's 81 is more impressive than Wilt's 100.
It's an argument to be made. Just typical sports argument that can't
keep
be made.
Keep it on the Patriots. You're going to a whole other topic now.
I mean, listen.
Let's keep it on the Patriots.
Wilt Chamberlain's 100 points probably won't ever be touched. Tom Brady, if he continues to go out, if he goes out next season, wins another one, seven. If he really wants to play the 45 and they keep a solid team around him, that's possibly eight, maybe nine Super Bowls. Just throwing that out there. And yes, it's already set in stone at who Tom Brady is, what he means to the Patriots, what he means to the NFL, how great of a player he is. But now just separation, because the days when he's long and gone and guys are coming in, you'll see young guys coming up, Mahomes, Goff, Wentz, down the line and say, oh, these guys are great. They'll put up numbers. They probably won one or two Super Bowls, but there'll never be a Tom Brady. And that's all it'll boil down to. Guys will try to reach and come into the league, get drafted, and put up numbers and win games and Super Bowls. But at the end of the day, years from now, you'll say, oh, that boy's good. He'll never be a Tom Brady. And I think that's really all you can take away from his career. If he can get maybe one or two more championships.
I think that's true. I don't think no one can ever replace Tom Brady. I think the Patriots will forever be Tom Brady's team, regardless of when he retires or not. I think he's definitely made a mark on the Patriots.
One thing, I guess the next thing you have to go for is, hey, Patriots have six championships. Steelers have six championships.
Another record to break.
Now another record to, you know, let's get seven.
Yeah, let's
And
do
let's
it.
Get it under Tom Brady. And then right there, I don't know. You can't call him the GOAT no more. His GOAT just gets thrown around everywhere. Kids be calling their friends GOATs. It's godlike. Excuse me?
I said, I'm the GOAT.
I don't know if I ever called GOAT. Tom Brady godlike. But... you're right, Marv.
What else? You can't call him the GOAT. GOAT is just, it's thrown around. It's thrown around everywhere.
Sooner or later, GOAT might be damn near disrespectful to Tom.
All right, so why don't y'all just brainstorm a new word to come up with?
I'm going to work on that.
2020.
It's going
to
be called.
Call Tom Brady.
In 10 years, they're going to be like,
Oh, you Brady.
Oh, you Brady. I see you Brady. That's what it's going to be. Like, you know how when you play football, the Moss, oh, you got Moss.
Or Jordan.
Or Colby or what. Nah. Brady's going to be.
Brady.
Brady's going to be a name. If you fly, so, okay, Brady. I see you on your Brady.
Yo, that's crazy.
Well, y'all called it. Y'all predicted it. There you go.
There it is.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Call my kid Brady. Name my son. My daughter Brady.
No. I remember.
Is that good?
Speaking of which, I remember I was gonna name my kid Ray. The way Ray Allen kept hitting game winners, I declared it. I said, my son's gonna be named Ray. A year later, he left to go to Miami.
And you changed your mind.
You got a new name now, huh?
All right, guys. So just bringing that to conclusion. Any final thoughts on the Patriots, their legacy in winning? you know, anything left about Tom Brady that we didn't mention already?
I was telling this to Mike last night or two nights ago, whenever the Super Bowl was. We are recording on the day of the parade. My brother, right? This is how I put it to perspective. My brother is 13 years old. He's at the age where he watches football. He knows the game. He can remember. When he gets older, he's going to be able to remember everything when he was a kid. Just like when I was 13, I remember everything in sports that happened when I was a kid. The crazy thing is, I just told you my brother's 13. He witnessed 3 Tom Brady Super Bowls, but he wasn't even alive for the first 3. Like, that right there, when you put that in perspective, is wild to me. 2002, and 2004, is that the 3 championships?
Yes.
He wasn't alive for them. But he knows right now that Tom Brady is the GOAT.
Yeah.
And he has no idea the greatness of the man and the team
in the early 2000s.
That's crazy.
No fault of his.
No fault of his. It just shows you the longevity of this Patriots team, which is just wild.
And it continues. Like they say in all their videos, Instagram, whatever, to be continued.
Still here.
All right, there you have it. That's the Patriots and their legacy. Moving on to the hate crime, a more serious topic. I know this had a lot of people in our community a little shooken up, especially the fact that this still goes on today. With Jussie Smollett from Empire, a lot of you may know him from being one of the brothers who had an amazing voice. Of course, he was a gay man on the show, had a boyfriend, and then while out in Chicago, he was jumped by 2 white men. He had a chemical poured on him, and he was beat brutally and sent to the hospital with a broken rib. So the first thing about racism, do you guys feel that it's a topic that is kind of swept underneath the rug, and it takes an instance like this to happen for it to be brought and shine to the light again and talked about?
With that, no. Especially in the times we are in now with, you know, who we have as a president, and even prior to that when we had Obama as the first black president, race really started to become, I don't want to use this word, but a hot topic. It just started to be talked about more in the media. You know, prior to the Obama days, I felt like they did try to sweep it under the rug, like, oh, it's a thing of the past. Especially growing up in school, I went into a predominantly white school. It felt like that's what they were trying to do, sweep it under the rug. I felt once
kind of like a hush-hush.
Hush-hush thing. It's the thing of the past. Yeah. Look what happened, and, you know, the civil rights movement happened 40 years ago. It was that type of situation. As soon as Obama became president, I was 15 at the time, I was in 10th grade, I started to see it being spoken of more. It started to be out there in the news outlets. And then all of a sudden, fast forward a couple years, once, you know, Trayvon Martin, rest in peace, today is actually his birthday on the day that we are recording. Once Trayvon Martin came, he got killed by Zimmerman, I think that's what really sparked everything in media. And just speaking media, I'm not talking about in communities or anything, yeah, but media in general.
Yeah.
Once Trayvon Martin happened, his tragic death, race started to get picked up again.
True.
And you know what I think, Marv, just to add on to what you said, I feel as though it picks up and then it settles and then it picks up. At each time it happens,
the conversation.
The conversation. Okay. So you have the Trayvon Martin event.
Right.
Okay? It picked up. You know, we formed a community, we spoke up, we did marches, we did peaceful protests, and then it settled a little bit. And then you have, you know, more police, you know, brutality on black men, and then, you know, you have the whole Sandra Bullock. Like, you have these different, you know, stories that keep coming up, and then it settles, and then it comes up again. It keeps happening, and, you know, nothing is being done, but it takes a situation like that for, you know, us to get upset and for us to speak up and for us to get angry to do something. And then I feel like, you know, once that, you know, situation kind of dies down, we lose focus. And then, oh my gosh, again, you know, one of our, you know, our brothers just, you know, got gunned down for no reason. And then, you know, oh, we're back at it again. It's like, where's the consistency at sometimes?
People live through that stuff every day.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, getting gunned down in the street and stuff like that, a situation like that is obviously to the extreme, but people go through kind of stuff every single day. Similar to Marv, I went to a predominantly white school. I was in the MECO program, so it was basically about taking me out of the city and bringing me to a predominantly white school to get a better education. And, you know, that's what I lived with, waking up in the morning at 6 o'clock to catch a bus to go all the way out to my school to come right back home to the city life. You know, I was dealing with that stuff, and so with my fellow classmates, nonstop. But I agree with what you're saying. In the media, in the whole world, it really takes a situation like a Trayvon Martin or Sandra Bullock or, you know, all these, you know, people who have lost their lives to really have the media shine a light on what's going on, you know. Other than that, you know, a few days, weeks, months go by, and it's back to, you know, status quo of, oh, you know, traffic today, down 95. Is, you know,
exactly.
Goes back to the regular. But then once something drastic happens, morning, noon, and night, any news network is just constantly airing, this conversation is going on, this march is taking place, this riot maybe has taken place. It's nonstop. But I think it's, we can't depend on the media to keep the conversation alive. It has to happen within ourselves going on.
Not to take it off topic, but going off of what you said, Mike, there's times where there's too much media in a way, where it's times where I feel numb to it at a point.
I agree with you 100%.
You know, it's because you see it so much in the social media, Twitter, the Instagram, kids getting beat up. Last week, I just saw a video of four inmates who got handcuffed onto a table while a white supremacist was stabbing them. And it's one of the craziest videos. When I watch that, I'm sad. I'm deeply sad when you see something like that. But it's not something I haven't seen before now. True. At this point, with the rise of social media and the videos, which is, it's scary.
It's like you can go on your social media and see something like that like every other day.
And
you
that's so scary to be able to see that. And, you know, you can be numb to something like that.
Yeah.
And it's...
So how do you guys feel about the fact that Jussie Smollett, him being a celebrity,
right?
And, you know, him having celebrity friends, of course, who are concerned, do you think that played a major part in why this became such a big situation? Do you think that if it wasn't a celebrity who was a star in Empire, that it would be as big as it is right now?
Question about him. So did it come out that it was a hate crime, like because he was gay or because he was black?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it did come out that he was a hate crime. It was a hate crime. During the beating, the two unknown suspects were, you know, yelling racial slurs. They did, you know, call him, you know, unnecessary names to repeat. They poured a chemical on him. Mm-hmm. They beat him pretty badly, and it was because, you know, he was gay and he's black, and it was brutal. But is it because that he's a celebrity that this instance right here has been, you know, broadcasted everywhere? Because he is a major star in Empire, and then you have, you know, his co-stars like Taraji P. Henson talking about it. You have other celebrities tweeting about it. And, of course, you know, everyone wants him to get better. They give him that support and that love. But do you think the media kind of took that for a spin because he's a celebrity? Like, oh, my gosh, look what happened. But, again, these things we see on our social media every day to everyday people who, you know, it's not being spoken about. But because we have a celebrity now who was injured.
Yes.
This is a bigger factor.
I do believe, obviously, because he has some, you know, high status in the world, obviously, it's going to get broadcast much more. Like you kind of alluded to, things like this, and Marv even said it a little bit too, things like this happen, you know, behind closed doors. We don't know about it. This is United States, the world, it's a big world. And stuff like this happens all the time. Is it on 5 o'clock news every single day? Not really, but it's something that happens that maybe you see, of course, if it's a celebrity.
What's on the playlist? What's on the playlist?
Yeah, what's next?
Oh, my God.
Wait, we still need to give a goat to film then.
Okay.
I'm going with...
Okay, go ahead.
What is on the playlist? What are we doing?
I'm going with the new Lion King.
So let me get this straight. We're talking about goats in
terms...
I'm
going with everyone in there.
...of media, television... Movies, sports.
This is called Goat Talk.
Goat Talk, yes, that's what I said.
My movie for the Goat of Film, definitely The Lion King.
Animated movies.
Yes.
Sure, I give you that. Animated movie, Lion King is the best.
No.
How many? What are we? What, how many subtopics? No. I thought it was just one.
You said one. He agreed with you.
Okay.
Every time I agree with her, I don't
like
get
you.
It.
She don't like you. I don't.
They
know.
Agree in a way that's like non-agreeing. It's like
you said Lion King. He said yes.
No, he did not. He said an animated.
Yes.
Okay.
Animated.
Why can't
it just
I didn't
be say
in
okay.
Film?
Yes, I agree with you.
You see how movie. It's a subtopic.
If we talk
like,
animated
it's like
movies,
I agree, but that's just for animation.
If we talk in animated movies. The greatest animated movie to me of all time.
Oh, I'm going to say something that's not The Lion King.
He's going to say Goofy.
It's a Goofy movie. Yes.
What?
I stand alone with my statement. I don't care how y'all feel. The Goofy movie to me is the greatest animated movie of all time.
Goofy movie pretty good. It's pretty good.
Songs
it's not.
It?
It's not, it's not better than The Lion King.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why it might not be the GOAT. Because I don't remember it. Okay?
What? You ever seen it?
Yes, I have. Do I remember it? No, I don't.
You probably watched the Goofy movie. you probably watched the extremely Goofy movie. You never seen a Goofy movie. That's why you don't. That's why you don't remember it. Everybody
Goofy, knows. Extremely Goofy, Goofball, Goof this, all of them.
Oh,
all right.
Oh my.
They don't have my vote.
Lion King gets my vote.
Thank you. Right. 2-1, I win.
Give me a GOAT actor or actress.
Whoa.
I tell you mine, since give y'all a second to think about it. Right now, I have Denzel Washington and Leonardo DiCaprio.
GOAT is like, one. It's GOATs.
Ah,
you
like,
gotta pick one.
Ah!
You so typical. How I know you're gonna say that?
You know I was gonna say those two guys?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I said it in my head and then you said it out loud and you're typical.
You know me pretty well, huh?
What's your favorite Denzel movie?
Whew! The Mighty Quinn. Y'all don't know about that, huh?
Nobody does.
American All Gangster. Right.
You just named two now. You don't understand when you say the GOAT. We're not saying okay. The GOATs.
GOATs.
We're saying the GOAT.
Look, I got
you have to pick one.
I got a 1A and 1B. I'm sorry. Denzel Washington and Leonardo DiCaprio.
You see what I'm talking about?
Who's your GOAT?
I still need time to think. I might tell
Mark,
you next week.
Do you have a GOAT? Actor, actress?
Ah, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. All right, all right, all right. I gotta go with Denzel.
Hey, man.
I gotta go with Denzel.
That's so typical.
Who you don't have
you
one.
Can, you can't
it
even think
It doesn't matter, because when I do think of one, y'all gonna be like, ooh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know who I'm gonna do that for over Denzel Washington.
Yeah, y'all
so
gonna be
good
like,
luck.
You know what?
Good luck trying to find some.
Training Day is the GOAT film from Denzel. All
right, Denzel does have a lot of good movies. He is a phenomenal actor. I would say that. But...
Damn, Mike. Leonardo kind of good, too, though.
Leonardo's pretty
Leonardo
damn
kinda,
good.
All right, you already said you're one. Let's go on to music.
So, now you got to break this down.
Y'all can come back to me last.
We are not breaking this down.
So, music,
pick
what?
One.
Just a GOAT artist? GOAT?
Just pick the GOAT of music. Just
of
pick a
music?
GOAT.
Is this even, just even a question?
All time. It could be here, there, north, south. It could be...
Okay.
Just the GOAT. Everybody's going to...
Marv, go ahead, Marv.
I know where you're going to go, so I won't go there.
I know both of y'all going to go.
I'm going Bob Marley.
You think you know everything about me, huh?
I'm going Bob Marley is the GOAT of music. For me, obviously, just all the different types of ranges of topics that Bob Marley could hit and the melodies and who he affected across the world, being a Jamaican artist, and to be able to affect everyone across the world. Bob Marley is the GOAT artist, GOAT performer. Because to be a GOAT artist, you got to be a GOAT performer. You got to have charisma. You got to have the talents, of course. You have to be multi-talented, and you got to tell a story. You have to stand for something. And I think Bob Marley hits all of those. So Bob Marley is the GOAT artist. Rest in peace.
I agree. Okay. I like it.
You agree? Meaning
I
you
agree.
Think he's the GOAT?
Not for me.
Do you have a
but
GOAT?
I like, I agree.
Who's your GOAT?
You say I agree.
Tiara, who's
no,
your GOAT?
No, you go.
Are you ready for me?
Because I know what you're going to say.
Who am I going to say?
Just go ahead and say it so I know it.
Marv stated everything that goes along with being a great performer, all that stuff mixed into one. But entertaining is what I look towards when it comes to a musician. Because we're talking about a GOAT musician, right? Entertainment. A guy that's going to have great music. And if you watch that person...
A person, not
a
just
person.
A guy.
I'm sorry, yes. A person who has
I'm sitting right here.
Great music.
right here.
And if you watch that person, they will be entertaining and your eyes will stay locked on to what they are doing. I'm going Michael Jackson, the greatest of all time. Not even a question, not even a debate.
See,
I don't even want to hear it. I respect what you said. Bob Marley is great, but Michael Jackson is the GOAT.
All right, well,
you knew that one? Did you know that?
I knew that. But who I'm going to say is just completely just curveball from the two legends you guys just named.
Who are you about to say right now? Please.
I don't want to be judged.
Just say it.
But if we're going by everything you guys just say, great performer, demands attention, goes by, you know, just gets the crowd, everybody's talking, just everybody wants them, you know? I'm going to go with my girl Cardi B, you know? I just want to say...
Hold on.
As of this week...
Oh, your vote for this week?
This week. Marv, come back.
Everybody, Marv is just...
Marv, we're live. Come back.
Marv just left. Oh, this podcast is going to be really...
Marv, where are you going? Are you serious right now?
Marv, she meant for this week. The goat
we're
for the
week. We're
talking
2018, 2019. I'm going to give a current artist. I'm giving someone who's current.
She said goat of the week.
Well, she said curveball. You ain't say you're going to hit the batter.
You have a seat. You have a seat.
Mom, she said saying, goat of the week.
Let me, listen, I'll let you guys
not
get
of all
your
time.
Thoughts
she's the greatest. She's a
I am letting you get your thoughts out. Let me get mine. Let me explain.
Yes, tell us why she's the greatest of this week.
Because think about it. Every week, we're going to have a goat. Okay?
No.
I can't just name a legend right off the bat.
What does
I'm
goat mean?
I'm going to give a
greatest
current,
of...
Listen.
What's the A?
Of 2018, 2019.
What's the A? What's the A?
It's not even a goat anymore.
A means 2018,
2019. No, what's A? Just say it.
2018, 2019.
All time.
I'm giving someone
week.
Current.
All time.
Someone current.
Tiara, let's give you a moment to think again.
No.
Think again.
I'm not changing my answer.
Greatest of all time.
I'm not changing my answer.
She's a goat of the week?
Talk.
Of the week.
Name me 5 songs right now.
Of my week. Which one? Off the album?
Yeah.
All right, through your phone.
I'm so
phone.
Sorry, never mind.
I'm so sorry. Through your phone.
Through your phone. We got that's Bodak
no,
Yellow
no, no, no,
on
okay,
there.
Okay.
You got Careful With Me. And then you got, listen, of the week, if you currently, she is trending. Like 2018,
she's a great
2019.
Artist. She's a great
I'm
artist.
I'm just going to give
it
to her
to
for
Cardi.
The week.
She
clearly,
was,
for the week.
Clearly, this segment was not called Goat Talk.
No, it was Week Talk.
It's Week Talk.
I got one last one for y'all.
This ain't
and
right.
this, I'm going to judge you guys. Goat cartoon.
This is tough because the latest cartoon I've seen was when I was.
No. So you didn't hear me. Goat, not latest, not weekly.
I'm just saying it's been a while since I watched
so
a cartoon.
So what's the one that you remember when you were younger? You had a childhood
mm-hmm.
that you was like,
all right.
This
tough.
Is the best
oh,
show.
Man, this is tough.
I have to go with.
I'm judging.
I got two.
Oh.
I gotta go with SpongeBob. That's a classic.
Okay.
Everybody loves
okay.
SpongeBob.
Season 1, 2, and 3.
Everybody loves SpongeBob.
Okay.
You know?
SpongeBob.
And then
okay.
I gotta go with my girls, the Powderpuff Girls.
Okay. That's cute.
Now I know.
That's cute.
As a female, I was.
I watched Powderpuff
Girls.
I
was
awesome for Halloween.
Nice.
I watched Powderpuff
Girls. And. I love them. I did. As a little girl, watching three, you know, powerful little girls.
Yeah.
That was inspiring.
Of course.
Really inspiring.
That was you were inspired by Powerpuff Girls?
I was, at the time, of that age,
what
yes.
did they? What did they make you want to do?
Just go out and save the world.
I watched Powerpuff Girls. It got me ready for Samurai Jack.
You know what?
That was your pre-show. That was your pre-show.
I can't.
Oh, Powerpuff Girls? I guess.
Uh-huh. Pop up, girls, when you go brush your teeth and get ready to get tucked in.
Right.
Y'all, you know what?
Put my pajamas on, get ready for Samurai.
All right.
I'm done for
she
the
gave,
night.
She gave two. I got to give three. I'm sorry. I got to give three. Rugrats 3. Hey Arnold 2. Rocko's Modern Life 1.
Wait, were you doing shows or movies?
I just said three shows.
You said the movies. Rugrats Part 3? Is that what
you're not listening to me too
much. Oh, the order.
You're not listening to me too much today.
But
huh?
There is a Rugrats Part 1. Come on.
Yeah, Rugrats,
sure.
Rugrats Go Wild.
Lost, and there was a two.
Lost in England?
Yeah. And there's another one.
The first one when Dill was born.
Yeah. lost
so I'm
Paris.
Not wrong. Oh, yeah. I'm not. That was an honest mistake.
You got Rocco, Hey Arnold,
Rugrats.
All vital. Okay.
That's not bad at all. Why Rocco?
Rocco, entertaining.
Soldier Boy me.
Rocco. Entertainment. That show is hilarious. That every character in that show will make you laugh. I mean, that's pretty much every cartoon.
Question. What was Rocco's job?
He worked at a comic book store. He worked at a comic book store. He got fired a couple times. But he worked at a comic book store. His best friend, they had no job. He stayed on. His best friend was a cow or a steer. And the steer lived with wolves. But they never ate him. It never ate him.
Marv,
you don't see how funny that is?
Can you go, please?
A cow living with bulls?
No, shut up.
Can you just go?
The GOAT cartoon is simple. It's Hey Arnold.
I respect Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold's the greatest show of all time. If you know me, you know how much I love Hey Arnold. It had everything in it, man.
Yeah, great.
What was his friend's name again?
Gerald.
You and Gerald close?
Why was me and Gerald close?
I don't know, that's what you told me.
I told you me and Gerald were close?
Yeah, you said that the other day.
Hey, man. Hey, on a great show. Hey, on a great show.
Listen, that can is... I add the Boondocks to mine?
Sure.
Boondocks. That's a classic.
Boondocks,
that was funny.
Boondocks
they was
is aging well. Boondocks is a show that's aging very well. If you watch some of the things right now, you're
I haven't seen Boondocks. So I've watched Boondocks
for a long time. Neither, but I know I used to, and it was inappropriate. All right.
But yeah,
so that's it for the playlist.
That is it. We touched base on everything. Shout out to the Pats again for winning that Super Bowl, championship again. Definitely wishing the best, sending our praise and support out to Jussie Smollett. Definitely 21 Savage, wish you the best too. I know you're going to be good regardless. Nothing y'all worry about, but we're going to see you in the United States again. So hang in there. But shout out to all the GOATs that we named, all classics, all relevant, 2018, 2019. Cardi B, shout out to you.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and see you again.
This is the Double M Show. You got Mike Nice, T-Mac, T-Wiggy.
We're gonna
think of something for Tiara Smith Matthews, of course.
Yeah, why don't you, viewers, help me out with a nickname, please. Give me something
next
week.
We'll work on it.
And, of course, I'm Marvin Azan, a.k.a. Mies. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be live streaming every Tuesday night. We'll be on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Wednesday morning. Check us out on our social medias. Guys, what's your social media?
At Mr. _ Mike Nice on Twitter.
At TR _ Moi on Instagram.
At MarvTV_ on Twitter. All right, y'all. Have a good day.